Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in this alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. And once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God got your underpants, and he's giving you a wedgie.
Okay, good. So, look, today we're going to talk about the state of marriage in 2004.
Yes, let's do that, Mark. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Homosexuals are ruining our society.
Wait.
Unnatural.
Hey, look.
Unclean.
Look, actually, I was specifically referring to divorce. I think it's interesting that conservatives are making such a big deal about protecting marriage now, but in the past, they've never done anything to improve the conditions that really help marriage, namely educating people and reducing poverty.
Sure. I guess you think education and money will just solve everything.
Yes, I do, actually.
You see, here's the thing. Conservatives really didn't have much power back in the late 70s when homosexuality was invented.
When Ronald Reagan
took office, the right-thinking straight white people in this country realized that marriage was under siege from these people in their neatly trimmed mustaches and tight-fitting polyester slacks, which is clearly forbidden in the Bible.
Okay,
Adam and Eve... Not Adam and Steve.
Okay, I've heard that. That's hacky, all right? Now, are you really saying that there weren't gay people until the late 70s?
Well, yes, Mark. It was caused by the jungle carnality of disco.
Wait, I don't understand.
Mark, I'm not an if-only kind of guy, but if we'd encouraged ballroom dancing when we had the chance instead of the hustle and the bus stop, the moral landscape of this country would be very different today, I promise you. Unfortunately, Gerald Ford, while an admirable man in many ways, what's the word I'm looking for? Gerald Ford?
Moderates?
Exactly. He was a queer, an angry top.
Wait, I want to make sure I understand
rough
what you're
trade.
Saying. Look, I want to
Stop.
Let me make sure I understand. You
Stop.
Claim that high divorce rates in the red states have nothing to do with pushing young, uneducated... Stop it. Poor kids into marriage they're not ready for, but instead are caused by homosexuality, and that's all that, and that all could have been prevented if there had been no disco. Is that what you're saying, Smalls?
No, Mark.
What's going on?
I have a whole closet full of leisure suits and shiny shirts.
There you go.
I used to go to Plato's Retreat.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm glad we got to this. This is what's at the core of
it.
We love you, and it's okay, buddy. Let it out, man. You just gotta let it out. Yeah. That's it. There you go. Feel better?
We're saving marriage, Mark.
Oh,
join
my
us.
God.
A man, a woman, and Jesus. That's a marriage,
okay,
my friend.
Thank you, Lawton. Thank
all
you.
All right, buddy. You have a good Thanksgiving
you
now.
You too, buddy. It's
God
okay.
loves you.
I know
deal
you
deal with
do.
It. Okay. Deal with it.
I'm trying.
Goodbye now.
Bye. Deal with it.
Van McCoy is turning over in his grave right now.
Maybe.
Gays were invented in the 70s?
In the 70s. And I know
I was going through this whole thing. I guess I was something else then.